Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, a Kinahan organised crime group leader described in the High Court here in Ireland as heavily involved in drug trafficking and violent crime has been arrested in Spain. Liam Byrne, whose brother David was shot dead at the Regency Hotel in Dublin 7 years ago, was arrested in Mallorca on foot of a UK extradition warrant. For more on this, I'm joined by Stephen Breen, crime editor of the Irish Sun. Stephen, you're very welcome to the programme. Can you tell us a little more detail about this arrest?
Yeah, Dermot, I think this is yet another significant development as part of the ongoing efforts by international law enforcement to dismantle the Kinahan organised crime group. We already saw last year when rewards were issued for three senior figures within the group, Christopher Kinahan, Daniel Kinahan and his brother, also called Christopher. But on this occasion, you have the Spanish authorities working very closely with the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau and also the National Crime Agency in the UK, targeting Liam Byrne in relation to a firearms investigation, which they suspected Liam Byrne of being responsible for and being involved in a criminal enterprise which involved weapons coming into the UK before being sold to other criminal gangs. So it is quite significant to have someone who is associated with and attached to the inner circle of the Kinahan crime group. So it's the first time where he's faced really serious charges in relation to firearms. He has served time in custody in the past in Ireland for assault, but this development is quite significant and something new associated with his involvement in organised crime.
Yeah, and certainly the activities, I suppose, with the involvement of US and UK and other agencies, certainly there's been more activity. What has the reaction been by an Garda Síochána to the arrest of this senior figure?
Well, we saw the Assistant Commissioner at the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Justin Kelly, you know, issue a statement earlier on where he had said that this was a very significant development in the efforts of law enforcement to dismantle, you know, the operations of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group. And I think he also indicated that the arrests are a demonstration of An Garda Síochána's continued cooperation with their colleagues, because I think people realise now, because of the threat that the Kinahan Group poses, not just in Ireland, but also overseas in Europe, that there is a strong effort here now among law enforcement agencies across the globe to target this organisation and to bring those at the top tier of that group to justice.
What was interesting about the UK warrant, obviously you said is in connection with, but it was that they were looking at a particular type of messages that, that actually formed the substance of this warrant. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, so that emanates from the EncroChat investigation, and that started in 2020 when there was a communications platform that the French authorities and Europol believed were being used by various criminal gangs to communicate. There were encrypted messages where people were given their own user handles and their own handsets. So once the French authorities and Europol cracked that system, you know, the encrypted messages, then they were able to pass on that intelligence to the authorities across Europe, and a lot of those messages within that communications platform went to the NCA in the UK. So they have been examining these messages, going through it for a number of years, and they're satisfied now that they can link Liam Byrne in relation to this ongoing investigation.
Well, no doubt we'll be getting updates. They're currently in custody whilst extradition proceedings continue. But for now, Stephen Breen, crime editor at the Irish Sun, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.